Philippine President confirms no complete iGaming ban likely. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has stated that a total ban on online gambling platforms is unlikely, warning that such a move would drive the industry underground and make it more difficult to regulate. He noted that eliminating legal operations entirely would result in unlicensed gambling activities proliferating without oversight or control from authorities. The president said he plans to convene a conference of stakeholders to develop a comprehensive policy aimed at addressing the social issues linked to online gambling. This policy will focus on preventing minors from placing bets and ensuring that economically vulnerable individuals are protected from the risks of excessive gambling and indebtedness. Marcos emphasized that the core issue is not the existence of online gambling itself, but the negative social impacts on children and those who develop gambling addictions. Calls for stricter measures have grown among lawmakers and advocacy groups, with several legislators pushing for an outright ban. Concerns have been raised over the increasing accessibility of online betting platforms, with advertising on social media and integration with e-wallet services making gambling more visible and appealing. Critics argue that this has contributed to rising rates of gambling addiction, which can lead to financial hardship, particularly in lower-income households. The Central Bank of the Philippines recently announced that it is finalizing rules that will require banks, e-wallet providers, and other financial institutions to implement stronger safeguards against gambling-related harm. The proposed regulations are expected to enhance consumer protection and mitigate risks linked to excessive betting. iGaming operators campaign for regulations. Industry stakeholders have also voiced their position on the debate. DigiPlus Interactive Corp., a leading Philippine-listed online gaming operator, has previously stated that banning licensed platforms would push users toward unregulated black markets. The company expressed support for tighter regulation rather than prohibition, arguing that a well-regulated industry can protect consumers while limiting illegal activity. Meanwhile, Senator Joel Villanueva has called on the Civil Service Commission, CSC, to extend its existing gambling restrictions for government employees to include online platforms. He urged the CSC to issue a formal ban on online gambling among civil servants, noting that current guidelines only prohibit casino gambling. Senator Villanueva said policy updates are necessary to reflect the ease of access to online betting platforms and to prevent government personnel from falling into gambling addiction. Efforts to strengthen industry standards have also gained momentum. This week, DigiPlus Interactive announced the creation of the PlaySafe Alliance of the Philippines, a coalition designed to promote responsible gaming and combat illegal gambling. The alliance was developed by 18 operators licensed by Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corp., PAGCOR, and a law firm. Its framework is based on enforcement against illegal gambling activities, player protection, regulatory integrity, and responsible gaming. DigiPlus is among the founding members, and all participating companies hold PAGCOR accreditation.